Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Kate and Anna McGarrigle.
Sound of my guitar, and I thought, so I'll change the strings, but this is a nylon string guitar, and you're supposed to put them on days before, but what happened, I hadn't changed them in about 2 or 3 years, And I said, that's the problem. The whole evening was really tough because I hadn't changed my string, so I decided to change it. We'll see if it makes a difference. Do you have my guitar, Rob? I can't see those thumbs, so. You have to yell at me. Yes? Oh, I see, okay.
It's very weird to have people write down here. Suspend belief.
Nonsense. Disbelief.
Well, or something. Getting a little serious. Well, actually, I laughed when you said television, you know, because this morning when I went into your room
to tell you
I was going up down for breakfast, your television was still on.
No, I couldn't
it just said video.
I actually said input, didn't it?
I was.
Oh, yeah.
Thing, right?
It was not a video.
It was a very quiet
a long
input.
And I had, I guess, the changer had fallen out of my hand. This next song is in French. This song is in French. It's a very beautiful lyric written by our friend Philippe Tadachev. It's called Exilé. Oh, look at that. I've been calling the wrong thing all the time. It's about, this is depressing. This morning I woke up, I was sick to my stomach. I was condemned alone. This morning my letter came back, stamped, decimation and all. This morning, anyhow, all these horrible things. But it's, anyhow, it's just Philippe, it's just a lovely list. I'll pronoun them beautifully. So if you don't understand them, you will hear the beauty.
It's what it is in English they sound very cliched, but because they're not used so much in French, they sound very fresh.
I got sick this morning, that's very fresh.
Thank you. Love, love, where can you be? Love, love, where can you be? Love, love.
my daughter Lily. She doesn't look anything like me. Can I have more voice yet still in here?
I would
accept some
maybe
more.
All around.
Kate was saying something about master fader. Maybe just give us a little bit more general, like a little bit more. No, of all our monitors. Is there a big knob up there that you can just turn one knob? That feels better. The girls' legs warm.
I said they look like draft horses with those leg warmers.
What are your daughters like? Well, they look like horses. An old folk song.
Does the banjo give it away?
Huh. You give it away.
She doesn't put off on feedback. So.
Ha, 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 ha.
That's how that kind of modern sound starts, people doing sound checks. Ha, ha, ha. Hey, let's use out the pop song.
Don't tell Paul Simon.
on those blue strings. They have stretch marks on them. You know, I don't know if they're an improvement. Maybe it's a guitar as well. Things are good because I'm tuning them down. This next song is about an old boyfriend of mine who thought Martha was my daughter. No, he didn't think Martha was my daughter. Anna said maybe he thought Martha was his daughter. No, kidding. Wished. He thought that Martha was me. I'm sorry, that's terrible. No, he thought that she was me. He teaches at the school. He's this guy I was engaged to be married to many years ago, a long time ago. He ended up getting a good job with a big pension. Built his own house out of stone, a 50-foot swimming pool, had a fleet of gorgeous cars.
All of them broken.
All of them broken? Okay.
I think he likes to fix them. No, I mean, they weren't, you know, like new cars. He liked to fiddle with old cars.
That's right, because this song is actually, we were riding in an Austin Healey 3000. That's what we were traveling in when we had this little encounter, which happens in the chorus of the song. It's quite, it's not evidence, as we say in French. But Anna says, why spell it again? Thank you.
we crossed on over to the other side, back home, safe and sound. But I cannot slow down. No, I cannot slow down.
Again, another old folk song. I think it's a blind, is it Willie Johnson? It's Willie Johnson? 1927, 28, something like that. Blues. We're doing a blues now. I'm going to do my Bonnie Raitt imitation. Actually, I can't. Called Need Somebody on Your Bond. No, what's the first? Thank you.
I think it's the strings on the guitar now. Nope. These little strings haven't known any blues, eh? New strings haven't known no blues.
To advertise. Satisfaction guaranteed. A lady slightly over the hill is looking for a man who's 5'3". And she gets a guy who's 5'2" who answers. Anyway, the
moral is she doesn't care if he's 5'2 or 5'3, if he has
right.
a glass eye or a wooden leg.
She likes some matters.
He's very refined. As long as he's refined.
He smokes the best tobacco. And that very nowadays you hardly ever see that in the person. It's also not
she likes a little military air.
It's the best tobacco. Best tobacco. Doesn't smell of napalm. Look at those little cigars, old port.
Yeah.
Light Divine Martha.
Hello,
I'd like to invite Martha back up, and my son Rufus, and Martha to sing song. Don't trip over the wires. That's not how you speak to a Kate and Adam Garrett audience.
So what do you do?
Have a great night!
Brooches are in this year for men.
Try telling that to a George W. Imagine him wearing like a suit with a big brooch.
Big swastika brooch.
I bid farewell to the state of old New York, my home away from home. In this state of New York, I came of age when first I started roaming, and the trees grow high in New York State, and they shine like golden autumn. Never had the blues whence I came, but in New York State I caught them. Talk to me of Mendocino.
Occurred to me during that song that you've all probably seen me in various stages, right, of my life over the years. Kind of freaky. Back in the old days where I used to sing, "'Tis summer, the darkies are gay." The Stephen Foster song. Anyways, we're Canadian, we can get away with that shit.
Did we do this in
No.
No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No
I'm sorry. No, that's no, this way too high.
Love.
That's
too high to her.
Lizards. That's good. The G's good.
That's very high.
Lizards. I can hit it.
What?
We'll do it in F.
She can't, she has another
phone.
Why don't you just try?
Da, da,
tell them why you're doing this.
I'll do it. No, that's way too low. A G is very good. G is a good key. I love G. I love G. Gay. Guys.
Girls.
Got me. Can I have a little more of my voice in this monitor, please? Yes. This is a song, a French song that I released in France, but it's probably here too because it's probably on Napster. It is on Napster, but the new movie coming out about the Moulin Rouge, the Baz Luhrmann film, there's a big movie with Nicole Kidman and Ewan McGregor. They're going to use this, me singing this song in the entrance to introduce Paris in the turn of the century.
But you have to say what the song comes from.
It's from another film.
Called Moulin
Rouge. I don't have to tell them where it comes from.
Yes?
I wrote it.
No, you didn't. It's from the original Moulin Rouge film by Jean Renoir in 1954. And I taught it to you.
And we haven't done it in about a year, so let's try it. Here we go.
A year? Well, 4 years. How do we start it? Oh, okay.
A little fast.
And that's too fast?
Trop blême, pose un diadème sur tes cheveux rouges. La lune trop rousse de gloire éclabousse ton jupon plateau. La lune trop pâle caresse l'opale de tes yeux blasés. Princesse de la nuit. Sois la bienvenue dans mon cœur brisé. Les escaliers de la butte sont durs aux miséreux. Les ailes du moulin protègent les amoureux. Mon petit mendiant. Je sens ta minotte qui cherche ma main. Je sens ta poitrine et ta taille fine. J'oublie mon chagrin. Je sens sous tes lèvres une odeur de fièvre de gosse mal nourri. Et sous ta caresse, je sens une ivresse. Les escaliers de la butte sont durs aux miséreux. Les ailes du moulin protègent les amoureux. Et voilà que trotte la lune qui flotte. La princesse aussi. Da 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 da. La rêve s'épanouit. Les escaliers de la butte sont durs aux miséreux. Les That's a good key, I think.
I can't remember what I
the table coming in the mail, we'll see.
Now we're going to go to A.
Lily Blanken is going to sing our mother's favorite song. Actually, Martha does some very nice Cole Porter songs, but she has a really...
I'm a real accompanist.
Right. Tom is... Tom, this guy who plays with Martha, who's actually a high Anglican church organist. He's the only guy I know that who can sit down at a party having consumed a bottle of scotch and sight-read Gottschalk faster than anybody I've ever seen. And enjoying it.
Well, if I remember correctly, I used to sing the Is This Kenny in the Mood?
Yeah, but you weren't in the studio and we were going on. However, I just want to say that, Martha will be playing tomorrow night with Tom and Lily and her band at the Mercury Lounge. I don't know if I'm supposed to plug another place here. Mercury Lounge on
the
Boston and Essex.
Sometimes
I'm 10:30.
Thank you.
Street.
How many more people are there? It's starting to remind me of the gypsies, the Lancho drawn people. We once did a festival in Belgium, in Dronuter, and they were on the same bill, and they had about 22 people that would get up on stage, and sometimes they did substitute for another, and you just never really knew who was who. But there were babies and things like that.
They had a rider, and they were actually like stealing things that belonged to people and doing the gypsy thing. And and there was a rider. They took your glasses, right, Joel?
They didn't actually take them. They just said.
He said, "Could I try them on?" The guy said, and Joel said, "Okay." Then Joel said, "Well, can I have them back?" The guy said, "No, I like them." I believe them. But they had. They came to our room looking for cigarettes, and we just didn't really have enough to go around for the entire lot. So. Shane McGowan was supposed to go on just before us, and of course he didn't show at all. But on his rider, he had 600 packs of cigarettes in the rider, in this empty trailer. So we gave the key to. We just said to the gypsies, "Go over there." This is an old folk song. Thank you.
I can sing the bass part.
We have
to. I want to sing the bass part.
This is a song where there's like three people singing bass. One person singing a really high soprano part. Yes, we're ending our set. We'd like to introduce everybody. Those of you, yes, those who haven't met. This is Michel Pépin on the bass and the guitar. And Joel Sifkin on the violin. There really should be a mirror on the ceiling here so people could see everybody. Well, you know what I'm saying. People over here can't see anybody.
Mirror on the ceiling. Where do you think you are?
Hugh Hefner's house. This is a song about Montreal.
I don't know why he has a mirror on his ceiling.
Because when you lie down,
you don't hope he blindfolds himself. Oh, that's why. Okay, yes. Kate says when he lies down, his lines disappear. But I don't think he has any lines.
We saw him. He has lines.
Y'a l'entend qu'on fait la politique.
giving it in?
Really?
Yes.
Okay, click it.
Yes.
Honey,
see, you're on your own mic.
We're actually in another life. She did. We've never done this one.
My mom drives a Ford. Taurus.
Hey,
Lily.